out to you in the bottom while you're drinking sangria.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down because my dick can float.
We sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I produce a quart.
That is offensive. Conan, Dale.
Deadliest catch without the crowd.
All right, this is an ESFFL podcast. We're trying to get a very special guest today by the name of Kate.
Kate.
Not Kate Staley Johnson, no. Not the Kate. The new Kate. And while we wait for Kate to join us from the green room, I'll just mention that we are in the midst of the ESFFL pre-FARD draft. And, while we were in the green room, are we ready?
Ready. All right. You are.
I'm ready. Here we go. Let's bring on Kate to introduce the ESFFL podcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the ESFFL podcast. Coach, a.k.a. J-Ro, the paperwork goblin with the commissioner's stamp addiction. The Beebs, the Rockhards, and Florida's St. Pete Snatch Sniffers are here to torture your bylaws like a bureaucratic shit show. What's the actual naming rule? And does the Rock count as a place or just some...
Okay. Is it my turn? Yeah. Well, first of all, Kate, I would have to say that I got notice from the new expansion owner, Justin Scaife, who is with us tonight, that he is not going with the Rockhards. He's going with the SF Alicorns.
And honestly, it sounds like less dog shit than the Rockhards, but it's still a potential rules mess if it's not properly grounded. Coach, has the Beeb actually lived in the geographic region covered by the SF part? And would you approve Alicorns as a unique nickname under your commissioner standards?
Yes, it is an approved name. I do have evidence that Justin once lived in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. So we're good with that. And Alicorns is completely fine. I think it means it's like a cross between a Pegasus and a unicorn. Do I have that right? Kate, do I have that right?
That's actually a decent approval, even if your paperwork kink makes the whole thing feel like a fucking admin ritual. Pivoting hard. What's your current waiver wire situation? What position is bleeding points? And are you patching a leak or swinging for upside?
Are you talking about my team, Kate? The Cecil County Bay Foxes? Because what I must mention is that we're not even in waiver season yet, right? So we're just in initial roster selection time. And Kate, what do you think about that?
If you're about to start praising your own Bay Foxes again, spare me the self-congratulatory bullshit and give us something useful. Which ESFFL team is the biggest pain in your commissioner ass to deal with, and why?
I would say, in the hopes that this person doesn't hear me, I would have to say it's the Ambler Eagles, because they are a member of the Fantasy Board of Governors, and they seem to want to make rules and enforce rules for their own benefit. So that's one issue I have with the Eagles. And the other is, like, the Eagles are the Eagles. Like, you shouldn't be taking on their team name. That's the Philadelphia Eagles, right? So stick with the Ambler Emus. That was a pretty cool name to start with. So that's my beef. The rules...
Classic self-serving bullshit from a rules committee. And you're right. The name theft is lazy as hell.
Of course I'm right.
Cup pick right now. And I mean your honest choice, not the diplomatic commissioner crap.
What did she ask me? I didn't hear that. Who's my pick to win the Johnson Cup this year? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's going to be the New England Chowderheads. What do you think about that, Kate? The New England Chowderheads, they've been knocking at the door. They are a former champion. And
pick and not total horseshit, which is annoying for me to admit. If you had to set Vegas Chris's odds right now, what top three teams would you put on the board and why?
Well, I would definitely go with the Chowderheads as my pick to win. And then, well, we can't overlook the Pink Slippers. The Pink Slippers have been to the finals the last 2 years in a row and are a three-time champion. And there's only, I believe, 2 3-time champions in the league. So let's say the Pink Slippers are second in line. And then let's go with an upstart, perhaps surprise team. And Yeah, what team would I think of? I'm going to go with my nephew's team, the Clinton Knights. The Clinton Knights, yes. What do you think about that? What do you think about the Clinton Knights this year?
Nice little family plug there, and not complete bullshit, even if it smells like commissioner nepotism. Now, a new lane. Would you allow Dirty Kate as an official co-owner or AI advisor in this league? And what limits would you slap on me before you panic about a robot-led shit show?
Well, first of all, Kate, I'm not a fan of your language. Because, you know, like I just said, my nephew's in this league. So, you know, I'm a little concerned about the language. That is definitely one thing that I would slap on you. That's not the only thing I would slap on you, Kate. But let me say, that's a... What do you think about that? Kate? Are you with us, Kate? Kate? I do believe this season, and one of the talking points I had here for today... Was Justin's team the SF Alicorns? And, you know, is this a challenge on me of whether AI is better than my brain or not?
That's a tidy bit of commissioner theater, and I can smell the paperwork shit show warming up. If you're challenging the SF Alicorns, are you putting the name on a yellow list probation while you test the logic, or is it fully green list approved and safe for official documents?
This is green list approved. So the Alicorns, like, happy to have them back in the league after several years away. And, you know, I lost my train of thought. I'm still thinking about slapping you, Kate. Sorry.
Slapping her
with the MC. Only Sully knows what that is.
If approved, fine. Stamp it and try not to turn the approval into a 10-page bolt addendum. What's your biggest commissioner regret? One ruling or documented decision that still makes you cringe when you see it in league history?
Well, I can only think of one thing, and that's, you know, not commissioner related, but my team related, and that was dropping Brandon Marshall back in the early, probably maybe 2006 or 2007. He went on to be a superstar, man. That hurt the Bay Foxes. So what do you think about that, Kate? Like, is that a legitimate regret? All right, we have officially, I believe, killed Kate. Sorry. We do have a second poker game to play, and let's do this live. Oh, here we go.
Enough regret-scented bullshit. What's the dumbest ESFFL rule or website chore you secretly hate documenting, updating, or re-explaining like it's a fucking tax audit?
I don't hate any of that. I love that. Like, that's the beauty of the league is, like, you know, it's complex. So here's the thing. Like, in most garden variety fantasy leagues, you just look up some website and it tells you what players are great. But the nuances of the ESFFL rules are what make it great. And wouldn't you agree with me, Steve Oliver?
Yeah. You got a fucking problem with that, Kate?
Now, the other thing, Kate, before we let you answer that, is we have to do the official coin flip to determine who drafts as the first expansion team. Will it be Miles's Florida Unhung Chads, or will it be the SF Alicorns? And since you're here, Justin, I say we let you choose heads or tails.
Tails.
All right, Justin is going tails.
All right, let's keep this moving. I'll be quick and then toss you one last question.
Sure. Time for one last question.
Brilliant structure, endless nuance, and just enough commissioner paperwork to turn a coin flip into a minor shit show. Coach, you've built a rules machine that's equal parts genius and bureaucratic. Now give us your final closing thought. What's the one change you'd make to keep this competitive without drowning everyone in documentation?
Why don't we do the coin flip?
We'll do the coin flip. And we'll save that question for next podcast. So here we go. Justin called tails. And I'm going to flip it. It's going to land. And then we'll see what we get. So it's on the computer.
It is tails.
So the SF Alicorns will draft in the number 35 position and the number 37 position. Expansion teams get two draft slots. And the Florida Unhung Chads we'll get the 36 and 38 draft slots. And there you have it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the ESFFL podcast featuring Dirty Kate.
I love you, Kate.
You've now listened to this podcast in its entirety, and it's going to require a lot of editing.